Christianity when the Spirit of God is quenched. It is not our purpose now to review the whole past 19 centuries and trace the revivals and declensions that have followed each other. Rather, would we come much closer to our own times and observe the present application of what has been before us above. One has only to read the writings of C.H. Spurgeon, perhaps God's most valuable gift unto his people since the days of the Puritans, from 1880 to 1890, to discover the terrible departure from the truth and practical godliness which had taken place even then. Plainly and pointedly did that faithful minister denounce the downgrade movement in the churches, and when the leaders refused to return to right things, withdrew his tabernacle from the Baptist Union. During 1890 to 1910, which falls within the memory of this writer, the decline accelerated rapidly. There was scarcely a theological seminary in Germany, Britain, or the USA which was not a hotbed of heresy. Ministers vied with each other in preaching higher criticism, the evolutionary hypotheses, and the so-called new theology. And only here and there was a feeble voice raised in outcry. In thousands of instances, churches became little better than social clubs and places of entertainment. Well, do we remember some 40-odd years ago the innovation and popularization of the pleasant Sunday afternoon services when worldly vocalists and instrumentalists tickled the ears of the audience with semi-sacred and then downright secular items of music. And the so-called Christian brotherhoods to whom the pastor gave a talk on Christian socialism or the local member of parliament was invited to air his political views before them. And the multiplication of bazaars opened by the mayoress, socials, whist drives, charades, and plays to attract and hold the young people. Even the pretense of requiring creditable evidence of regeneration before one was received into church fellowship was dropped, and the maintenance of scripture discipline ceased. Such was the awful sowing. Now we are reaping the horrible harvest. How could it be otherwise, then, that the Holy Spirit should be grieved and quenched by such a travesty conducted in the name of Christ? August 1943.